back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to China, I'd mentioned it before, a number of calls in the last segment. China unleashed an attack on us, a cyber attack, between February 26 and March 3rd, 5 days, very recently. They went through Microsoft Exchange, any servers that manage email systems. They then get deep into the networks of the email systems being managed. They got into 60,000 organizations in the United States and 280,000 users worldwide. They hit defense contractors in the United States, universities, governments, businesses, individuals. They got very, very deep into our systems. They do this to steal intellectual property and to corrupt systems. And this is on top of the solar winds penetration by the commie Ruskies that started a year ago. It went for something like 8 or 9 months. And nobody in the Trump administration found it or figured it out. Now, this is the very beginning of the Biden administration. He's still in the process of putting his administration together, but they caught it right away. There's a couple of things I want to say about this. You have two bad actors, the Tricoms and the commie Ruskies, who think that they can get away with, and it's not a bad idea, to simply hack our systems, corrupt them, and steal information. If they sent burglary gangs in, like at Watergate, and broke in and took paper documents and Xeroxed them on the local Xerox machine, that's burglary. It's an unauthorized entry, criminal trespass, with the intent to steal, and in this case, actually stealing. Penetration of computer systems is electronic burglary, but because it seems cleaner in some weird way. So it's just electronic. People don't get as excited about it. And we have the added complication that Russia has 7,200 nuclear weapons. We have about the same. China has about 250 nuclear weapons, but even the launch of one of them would result in a destructive war worldwide. We don't want that. We do joint space missions with Russia, which we have our astronauts on their spaceships and vice versa. And with China, it's the number two economy in the world. It's a commie country, but obviously we have to deal with them. So how do you deal with people? How do you deal with people who burgle your house and your office, and they just do it and grin and seem to get away with it? I'm sure that we're tapped into some of their systems as well from an espionage point of view through the NSA, but we appear to get away with it. It's not as intrusive, and in the sense that I don't believe we're trying to steal their intellectual property. One thing that I would recommend with China. China is kind of a cultural and emotional basket case in this respect. It's been around longer than your, I mean, it's been around for 5,000 years. The first Chinese emperor, about 3000 BC, about 3000 BC, if you can believe that, 5,000 years ago. So they've evolved culturally over a long period of time. They have many different races. You may think that it's all the same race. The Han Chinese are the dominant ones, but they're all over the place. Many different languages. Mandarin Chinese is by no means the only one. They have to keep a lid on everything. One possibility is they love to come to the United States with their students. They love to have their students get visas and study here. Some of them are legit. Some use some students, frankly, for espionage, and they don't make any bones about it. You know, it's not like they're hiding their identities, and they linger around. They work for companies. They get into labs in our universities and they mercilessly steal anything that's not nailed down, which is a figure of speech, because obviously it's electronic. Told you this before, they catch a guy flying back to China with a robot arm that he stole in his suitcase. They said, that's a robot arm. Where'd it come from? He said, oh my God. And he hits his head and I thought it was an umbrella. And this is what you get. One possibility is you say to China that because of this hack, for a year, there are no visas going to any of your students to come to our universities. They don't want to go to their own universities. They're not as good at ours. More importantly, they're not as prestigious as ours. They're not as prestigious as ours. They are obsessed with prestige because they don't have any, because it's a communist country where ability is not what rises to the top, but political insiderism rises to the top. Say, for a year, they're not going to do it. Now, wait a minute, we have people in MIT, and I don't care where you have them. Too bad. No visas. You do it again for 2 years. You do it again. At some point, there's a bar. We're not taking any of your students. That alone, especially if you did it in conjunction with no visas to come to the United States for a fairly large number of people, senior business people, you can work by Zoom, or the Americans can fly and meet you there if they want to, or they can meet you at a neutral place in between, in Australia, the Philippines, Vietnam for that matter, Japan. Something's got to be done. With the commie Ruskies are even more of a basket case. China, at least, is the number two, economy in the world. The Ruskies are the size of Italy's economy, even though they're a huge country. Their only real production is oil, which is on the way out with all the electric cars on the horizon. The fact that we've discovered fracking, we're energy independent. And they see, frankly, a bleak future. And what they're doing is keeping a series of frozen conflicts in place. They go into the Ukraine, Putin's poll ratings over there went up. Not that it matters because he controls the country, but genuinely, Mother Russia is asserting itself. They now are making suggestions that the Russian enclaves, that is people ethnically Russian who speak Russian on the border with Russia of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, may need to be, quote, liberated. And that's one reason why Biden is sending bombers and joint military ops with the Norwegians, which is very close to there, and beefing up our forces in Germany to point out, no, you're not going into Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, like you occupied for many years. This is long-term stuff, but you cannot have these people hacking into our systems, degrading them, and stealing. You cannot have it. You cannot have it. Coming to the end of the show. Great show today. Stand by for some great programming. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, The Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesdays, Busted Pencils. On Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box with my man, Pizza Box Mike, and Max Inc. Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, Matt Flinderek signing off.